take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.
Taking you to Lagos. Taking you to Lagos. Before Lagos was discovered. Yes. We have been taking you to Lagos since. And we will not stop taking you to Lagos.
Yes, sir.
Yes, so welcome to What's Up Lagos. What did you say?
Whoop-whoop-cha!
See, let me tell you, this whoop-whoop-cha will get you into trouble.
How will he get me into trouble?
I don't know, but
How will he get me into trouble?
You will see.
Whoop-cha!
Okay, you see yourself.
If you don't like me to say whoop-cha, raise up your hand. You see nobody.
Nobody's raising your hand. Okay. My name is Stretch.
I'm Feta.
Cross-fertilization.
Feta.
Cross-fertilization.
Today you came to look for trouble. I will sue you.
Sue me.
I will take. We will go to court.
We will see in court. I will cut you in court. All right, welcome to the show this beautiful morning. It's a Friday. Yes, it's a Friday. And gradually, we're leaving the month of March. And after that, we'll get into the month of April. The year has started. If you are waiting, come, I've not seen mango. I've not eaten.
When last did you go on the streets?
I was on the streets. I mean, I'm not eating mango.
Okay, I think so you've not seen mango.
No,
right?
Seeing mango is not... See, let me tell you, we should have... That's my favorite fruit, actually.
Are you serious?
Favorite.
So if I want to
just even tell me that this mango I'm giving you now, there is jazz inside. I will eat it.
Wow, that's,
yes,
that's not beautiful. Problem.
So that's my favorite fruit, and I've not had. So I probably will take out time and go look. Although there is no cash, those people that I see that sell mango, I can't
do transfer
buy.
Now.
To who?
To mango sellers now. Are you not going to buy like 2,000 or 5,000 naira? Since you like mango so much.
Is it 11,000?
Hey, 11K.
I'll buy 11K
so you
mango.
You can eat it for the rest of the month.
They won't come to work now.
Why? Why won't you come to work?
Mango has an attribute.
What's the attribute?
If you overtake mango, it will overtake you.
Overtaker.
Yes, overtaker. All right, welcome to the show this lovely morning. We're going to start the way we normally start the show, is sound off.
Mm-hmm.
After sounding off, today
is Friday.
I put it to
I'm
you.
I'm wearing my wig.
All this, see, this look, they tell you.
My wig. I'm wearing my, see, can see
I
my
I wear
head.
My gun. My gun.
Which gun?
My gun.
Is this a gun?
Yes, wig
anyway,
and gun.
It's a gun.
Yes, a gun.
Not a gown.
A gun.
But I'm wearing a wig and a gown.
Yes, she's wearing a wig
and a gown.
Okay, man, I'm wearing wig and gown.
You don't need to see it. It's not something
so
you can, it's not physical.
All of you, legal people, you people that are learned gentlemen and ladies, get ready. Today, this case today, it permeates... See, let me not even say anything because I don't even know what to say again. There are many cases left to
somebody's unsolved. Going down for some kind of crime.
Many cases
today.
Left unsolved. And without you, how will we solve them?
Hey.
Today's on. My dear. Let's sound off first. We'll be right back. Don't touch it out.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.
All right, it's 12 minutes past hour 10, and this is Sound Off. You might have noticed that in the past few days, we have been sounding off in a dowsing format. We're trying to calm situations down. And it is in the same vein that we're coming up to Sound Off this morning. The caste situation in Nigeria still persists. People now buy money.
Still buy money.
We still buy. Daddy, when you're coming back, not buy bread.
Buy
not
me
buy
some
a car.
Cash.
Buy me some cash. Because I'll need to give the children to go to school. The fuel scarcity is still there, lingering in some corners. And this cash issue could lead to something else. We hear the NLC saying we will go on strike on Wednesday. And we hear the CBN saying we will flood the banks with old notes. Don't worry, you won't need to go on strike. And we're asking you, the citizen, you have suffered this for a long while. You have taken this. I heard someone talk this morning that he had to get 2,000 naira and had to pay 400 naira for that 2,000. In a country where the minimum wage 30,000 is not fully adhered to, yet people are losing their monies. Salary of January, you earn 60K, but you can't access it. People are sleeping by ATM machines. You go into the bank, naira is being rationed. All these going on could add to the frustration and the anger. And when we come here to talk, like, we're shouting and smiling and saying, hey, what's up, Lagos? Don't ever for 1 second think this is insensitivity. Take it as people trying to do their jobs. And doing this job is asking us, asking ourselves to in the studio and asking you to take it a bit easy as you can. Many Nigerians are adjusting, but it will be bad to adjust to a negative thing forever. And I know the government will have to do something before next week comes too. So we're asking you today again that we have seen what has happened. We are seeing it. We are feeling it. If I tell you sincerely, he has not seen the Naira notes. We said the other day it was sort of a joke that we will have a party if we have Naira on the table, a party for Naira.
As in just throw a party for cash.
Yeah, throw a party for cash.
And then put like the highest denomination on the chair and celebrate it, because I mean, it's been a long time.
That
we saw
bad.
You, baby.
That, we're not even looking for the new ones. We're not even looking for the newly printed
ones. New
just
web,
Naira,
what?
Just money to spend. Yeah? So it is that bad. But see, we keep saying this, Nigerians, we are resilient people. And this will pass.
It will definitely pass. But you see, the thing is, I'm beginning to wonder if it's our fault as Nigerians that every single time that information is put out from the government, that we believe that it's put into place or it goes into action immediately. Because some weeks back, I mean, this news came, was a very merry one for all of us, hearing that we are going to be spending our old and new notes alongside to 31st of December. So we are imagining, or we are hoping
immediately,
that, oh, okay, you know what, the next day,
as I step out this morning,
as I stare indications that the Central Bank of Nigeria will today start to disburse. So why has it not been disbursed in the first place?
Why?
So what happened? So that's why I'm saying maybe it's our fault. We shouldn't have hope. When we heard it, we should have just said,
But that's also a negativity. If the government says something
and then
and
it's not implemented immediately.
It,
I mean, fault now at this point in time.
I think it's the fault of those who don't know the magnitude of what's going on.
I mean,
I hear people saying in 2 weeks, we will, in 1 week, there's no 1 week. Nigerians need solutions now.
Now.
So if there's a problem in cash, let there be an overflow. So, like, you have a scarcity of fuel. You don't say, okay, we will solve it in 3 weeks. It's an emergency. It's like someone who's gone to the hospital, he's been gashed, machete cut everywhere. You're saying, okay, can you take a few tablets? No. There's something called ER.
Yes.
So, emergency. This is an emergency situation. And we're speaking to you, the government of the day. This is an emergency. It's not time for you to go take it easy, walls, move a bit. It is...
Not move a bit.
We need
immediate
to solve
effect.
It now.
And as much as we really, really appreciate this, words of encouragement saying that, oh, some things are going to start happening. Oh, this is... We love that to hear that. But we need...
Action.
Action.
We
like
need
we need
to
need
see something happen. Imagine getting to the banks and the banks are telling you, we don't have the money. What does it make us think about you as a people? In as much as we're here telling people, take it easy, be calm, you are dropping the ball constantly. It seems
constantly.
As if the ball is even on the floor.
This is no more a movie.
It's not a movie anymore. Nigerians need you to stand up and govern them. That's all they're asking.
Because we're hoping that you're feeling what we're feeling.
Yes.
We hope that we're going through the same situation, except it's not the case.
So if you actually have any blood running in veins, do something immediately. You have someone bleeding out and you're saying that person should take blood tonic. Someone is bleeding out.
Or use your hand to press it.
Yes. Someone is bleeding out. You're saying, oh yeah, take this blood tonic. In 2 weeks, it will turn to blood. Are you serious? So please, we have been patient. We will be patient.
Yeah.
We will wait for you. But please give us a reason to. Give us a reason to believe you. Give us a reason to trust you. Give us a reason to know that we are paying for a reason. Give us a reason. Nigerians don't want too much. They don't want too much. If you just one little thing you solve, they'll take it off from there.
Sure.
We don't want too much. So we're asking you today, in as much as we're asking people to calm it down, please govern us.
Govern us well.
And that's Sound Off.
From Nursery Rhymes, they bring out the twist and the story never told.
Jack and Jill were two young children that were going up the hill to fetch. Why would you send two children up the hill if you are not doing child trafficking?
And most times, they'll give you reasons to rethink your childhood. You may just see reasons with them.
No, Jack fell down and broke his crown and Jill came tumbling after. They were tied together.
What made him fall down?
Somebody pushed him.
Welcome to I Put It To You on What's Up Lagos.
Fridays on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your favorite nursery rhymes have been served.
Let's go to court on I Put It To You. Friday 10 a.m. Only
on What's Up Lagos.
Judgment awaits.
I'll take you to Lagos.
All right, in 2 minutes or 2.5 minutes, we'll have to bring the case to the form. But don't forget, this is
What's Up Lagos?
If you're listening for the first time on Fridays, we actually put it to you. It's called I Put It To You, where we bring a case.
Can I put it to you that you're not supposed to be wearing this kind of ornaments? Bring to
please, and wear ornaments because
this can actually, you know, this can be spiritualized.
These are not charms.
How can we know?
Because I know. They are not champs.
You can't be wearing it.
I will wear. There's no way. There's no way you will.
Look at my hands.
No, you won't fashion shame me.
You have to come with a clean hand.
You won't fashion shame me.
I'm not fashion shaming you.
You are fashion shaming me.
This doesn't look professional at all.
Doesn't professional. How your wig is even tattered.
This is not. How is it tattered?
Your wig is tattered.
You're
over you.
You're wearing a wig. You're wearing a face cap.
I am wearing a face cap because that is the modern day wig.
What's your sense? How can law be modernized? Are you seeing this? Where this
no,
is? Okay.
We will get
okay.
to it.
Okay, that's okay.
We will get
that's
to
okay.
it.
That's okay.
So, as no I was problem. Saying before, my learned colleague rudely interrupted me. My position this morning is that, please, everybody, on Fridays, we put it to you. And we bring a case that usually ignored for centuries. But so today, we bring this case to the fore. And please, analytical analysis, forensic analysis is what we require. Please, can you please bring the case to the fore, please? Thank you.
The case before us is that of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky.
Can you take that again, please? Read with some professionalism, please. Thank you.
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Yes.
How I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high,
okay.
Like a diamond in the sky.
Okay, we have a few seconds, but can I quickly pause it before we go on?
Pause it a little.
Yes. This is a clear case of drug addiction. A clear case of substance abuse.
Or creativity. Which one are you talking about?
No. Drug addiction. I'm being very careful. Colleagues. Substance abuse and dereliction of duty. I will expatiate
what?
When we come back.
Let me
explain to you. Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. That tells me that this person, this Gen Z, knows...
How dare you?
Only Gen Z's call it Twinkle, Twinkle.
So what do millennials call it?
It's shining. It's not twinkling. So I'm coming. I know what I'm saying.
This shiny little star.
Yes, that's what I do. So okay. Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Now, you have mentioned the name of what is shining. Twinkle, Twinkle, Little... The second sentence tells me that this person is under the influence of an amphetamine or meth or something that is making him hallucinate. Now, you say, how
I
wonder...
You've done your research.
Yes. How I wonder what you are. You already called it a star. Now, you're wondering what it is.
Yeah, different kind of stars.
No. So, it is a star, but you're wondering what it is. But the third sentence explains what I've said, that this person was high. Up above the world, so... I will stop there. I will go and we get back. This case should be thrown out.
My learned colleague, I dare say that you're excited for nothing.
Okay.
But when we are back from this break, we will decide.
Oh, God. Check your time is 10:34 on the clock and it is What's Up Lagos?
Lagos!
Yes, and today, Friday, It is I put it to you. And before we went, I know I received many calls. Many people are saying, "Don't applaud my work."
Do you know how many calls I got saying that I should keep standing for the truth? That one. Okay. Did you know how many messages and calls?
No problem. If this case is not thrown out, then I be not a lawyer of repute. So
you were never a lawyer.
Excuse me. All right. So as I was positing, this is a case of drug abuse. a young man who has been, you see, the case being brought here is the person on trial is not this young man. It is society. Society has failed the youth. The youth now are now exposed to drugs and they are used in situations where muscle is needed to subvert what is going on. Now, you see a young man seeing a star, twinkle, twinkle, little star. The next line, how I wonder what you are, what happened to you knowing it was a star. Up above the world, so what? High. Meaning this guy was high. And now, the last sentence is a cacophony, is completion of incoherence. Like a diamond in the sky. I mean, like, so you see this young man screaming for help, asking society, help me out in this situation. I am on opioids. I am on hallucinogens. The drugs are available. I am taking drugs. I do not know what to do. And society ignores them. When it comes to when they need drugs, they need people to do things, they invest in them. And at the end of this, they are the ones that are ridiculed. That is my first position. And, you know, I want to step aside and let the unlearned ones speak before I come back again. Thank you very much.
Beg your pardon. I am very learned. My lord, I'd like to approach this court by firstly defining what an astronomer is.
Cool.
An astronomer is a scientist in the field of astronomy who focuses their studies on a specific question or field outside the scope of Earth. They observe astronomical objects like stars, planets, moons, comets, and galaxies. Now, you mentioned something, my unlearned colleague, about he being a Gen Z. I put it to you, he was not. He was an intelligent, outstanding, creative.
Yes.
Who also was an astronomer.
Who? Eh?
Yes, he was.
An astronomer.
He actually was. Now, you know that, I don't know about you, I don't know if you have other sides, whether you have other hidden talents. Some people have, they major in a profession.
She's deviating from the case. Hold on, just allow me land.
Now, you can be in a profession and have other interests.
Yes.
For example,
yes.
I am a lawyer.
Yes.
I am also a broadcaster.
Yes.
I sing.
Yes.
I'm a good choreographer.
I'm a thief.
How am I a thief?
You steal the facts.
I never do that.
Okay, so go ahead.
But okay, so this, my lord, this astronomer also had, you know, interest in poetry, writing, and other creative things.
One of these nines, you
said that a millennial will call it shiny, shiny. You said
No. Twinkle is a...
What twinkles that doesn't shine?
It might twinkle and not shine.
You see? That is the area of your own, you know, level of understanding.
My scope? You're insulting my scope?
That's your scope of understanding. I can see that you need to do more on widening your horizon, but that's okay.
Okay.
Now, my lord, this person was, you know, trying, he was trying his hands on the poetry. And he says, twinkle, something was twinkling in the sky.
Yes.
And he says, twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Yes.
But there are different kinds of stars. Now let me tell you that there are different. In fact, some people think there are 7 types. Other people think there are 10 types. Other people think it's 6. Some people think there are 3 main types of stars. Mm-hmm. There's a protostar. There's a Tauri star. Mm-hmm. There's a main sequence star. At the time that he sighted that star, he was like, now I wonder what type of star
you are. No. Don't add to it. He didn't say what type.
In poetry, you have to consider what rhyming. Rhyming is a component of poetry.
Okay, so how do you rhyme what you add to what type of star you are?
If he had said, twinkle, twinkle, little star. Now I wonder what type of star you are. It doesn't make any sense.
So you, what type
there's
you
rhythm.
Are?
There's rhythm. There's rhyme.
See, let me tell you something. You are trying to subvert justice.
I am not. I am saying that this does not have any anything whatsoever. In fact,
to do with drug addiction.
Do you know that this person? I know this person. Do you know this is William Shakespeare? When he was 4 years old, testing his hands on
this
different.
Robert Condrum.
Who's Condrum? Who's that?
Robert Condrum.
He can never coon in any room.
1844.
This is a William that Shakespeare.
Robert Condrum.
You know what I mean?
1844.
1844.
So if you want
what
to.
What are you talking about?
This, please approach the bench. We will allow you. Ted, can you let us know the chamber you are calling from and your professor? You must be a barrister of law to approach this. I don't know if 0700-993-993-993 is functional. 0700-993-993-993. Or you can try 01465-7190. Anyone that is working.
Anyone, just call.
01465-7190. And if you want to write your case, write
it down. Yes, on WhatsApp. That's okay. I'm here to read it all. It's 0809-597-5805. Remember to always stand for the truth.
Yes, and tell us your chamber and your name.
You don't have to shout on these people. Okay. You are shouting.
Okay, you are shouting too.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yay!
Yes, please tell. Can you have your name and your chamber, please?
I have seen people way past me. You people are too much.
Thank you.
People are too much.
But I'm the one standing for the truth, right? Okay, please, thank you very much.
Please send this.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey! Welcome!
What's up?
Let's try. Cheers to life. Cheers to life.
What's your name? Introduce yourself and what chamber are you from, please?
I'm Divine and I'm from Maboru.
Okay, welcome,
please,
Divine.
Are you Barrister Divine?
Yes.
From Maboru Chambers?
Yes.
Please be specific. Go ahead. Please approach the bench. Go ahead.
So, please, just shouting. What faith are you saying is correct? You should know that there are different kinds of stars. There are almost 100 types of stars.
Whoa.
If I catch you, if I catch you, you will see stars. You will see stars.
To another learned colleague, you should be sent out of this court.
She's attacking me.
But my lord is very, 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 you know.
Go ahead, please.
Continue.
Go ahead, please. You see?
So, since there are different types of stars, the fetter was talking about that found the stars is correct. So, you should know that there are different kinds of stars. You cannot, if there's one type of star, so
if there's one type of star,
well, if it's night now, look up in the sky and you see different kinds of things shining around.
No. Please.
Barrister Divine?
Barrister Divine, please step.
Always stand for the truth. Continue to uphold the legacy of truth and peace.
Leave that place.
Okay, no problem. I know why you're doing this. You have gathered some people.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Yes. What's your name, sir?
This is Holy Eze of Odogbo.
Barrister, please, kindly. If you're not a lawyer, you can't approach this bench. Quickly, please.
Okay, just a minute.
You'd have to call us back.
This is a court of law. Hello. What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Please.
What's up?
All right. Yes. What's your name?
Lady Justice Mojisola.
All right, Mojisola, okay. Please approach the bench. Go ahead.
Yes, I'll put it to you.
Yes.
That we have a whole million times of sound.
Oh. Look at this.
And of course, can you hear me?
Yes,
we're listening to you. Go ahead. You see, when you have
the
a case that has
not
no local
shut
standing,
down.
Your case has no local
Look
standing.
How happy you are.
No,
you are happy because a learned colleague could not prove his point.
Yes, her point.
Because of network.
Mojisola is not even a graduated lawyer.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
What's your name, sir? Life.
My name is Barrister Samo.
Mm-hmm. What chamber, please?
BGC.
All right, go ahead, please.
Yeah,
put the bench.
Yeah, so I support the motion with Peter that says we have a lot of stars, many different kinds of stars.
So
yes, okay. Let's just assume that we have just one star now. So what star will the Rema will be? What star will Rema be using? Our Bonaboy? Will they be sharing the stars?
This is very very deep. This is very deep.
What about which star will Nosime be using?
If this is very deep. Very deep. Will you put your case by the side? It makes sense. It makes sense.
You see?
Oh, thank you very much.
Always stand for the truth.
No, no, that's not the truth. But my point is, you see, these lawyers are missing the point. I've been in the legal profession for it. I've been called to bar since I was the age of,
too bad,
the age of
14. Right? You've been called to bar.
So, the case here is Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. How I wonder what you are. Not what
type?
No. You're not subverting. You're subverting.
You didn't add type because it won't go with the rhythm and the flow of the poem. Of the writer.
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. How I wonder what type you are. It fits.
No, it will not. It disrupts the rhythm.
Rhythm where?
Rhythm Akula.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, what's your name?
My name is Esther.
You are Barrister Esther, or we'll send you out of this court.
We'll send you out. There's no time.
Barrister Esther, yes. From Iwefo Court.
Welcome.
Iwefo Chamber.
Welcome.
Go ahead, please. Approach the bench. Go ahead.
So I start with Fetal on this cross-fertilization.
Mm-hmm. How dare you?
Go ahead. Make your case.
Okay. Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. It's just a little boy wondering, like having a thought, wondering how does this star look like? So in the process, there was a kind of a magical something.
Something?
Then magical something.
Then the star came and took the boy along. So showing the boy everywhere in the head.
Okay.
So that means there's a part two of this?
There's a part two that we don't know. Okay. It's a magical something.
This one no go.
This one no go. Lost charge and bill. All right.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Please, Holy Eze. Why you cut me off?
No, yeah. Stop introducing yourself as Eze in this court. Are you Eze Barrister or Barrister Eze?
There is no other one again.
All right, please go ahead and put the bench, Eze. Barrister
Eze. You see, I believe say there is only one star.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is any other one, that one is fake.
Okay.
Because why?
This is a pigeon.
I've gone to the star. I've approached the sky. And I've seen everything there. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
we are listening to you, Barrister Eze.
So everything there, I have found out. All the documents is with me. If you want to find out, just come to Odogbolu. I will give you everything.
We should come to Odogbolu.
Can you imagine?
Odogbolu,
you are not ready.
I will give you from
the
beginning.
Because you leave this city.
Because you leave this city.
I come and meet you. You can't do this.
You can't do this to this court of law.
What kind of lawyers do you even? What kind of learned colleagues do you even have? I know this is on your side.
I know what to do.
Every single Friday, you gather some people around and tell them what to say, so that it will favor you. But the truth will always stand.
The legal profession will not be desecrated. It will not be desecrated. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Okay. Okay. This is just a person inside the court.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Okay. Try to make it back to us. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Turn on the motherfucking radio.
How are you?
Yeah.
I have to call back.
Moji. Okay, Barrister Moji, go ahead. Yes.
Okay. So I'm calling to support the motion that we have more than a million stars.
Yes, and so?
Yes, and I'm going to send her a document.
Okay.
Good.
Which is the document that shows how God created the whole universe.
Okay, you are.
And that document, you can see the position of over a million stars.
I'm
going to start with Exhibit A1.
Okay, we'll take Exhibit A1 here. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I hope that when my lord studies that document, my lord will agree that there are over a million stars in the universe.
Okay, your lord is in the toilet now. All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. What's up, Lagos?
Yes,
your lord.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Welcome to
What's your life? Name? Introduce yourself.
It's Barrister Divine again.
Barrister Divine from VGC Chamber. Which chambers?
So what is first? Another thing you should know that if you check the Bible, you should remember that God told Abraham that can you count the stars? Or tell me, how will someone count millions of stars? People say there's one star. But in the Bible, God told Abraham to count the stars.
Abraham was not sued. Abraham was not sued in this case. Abraham is not here. He's the father of nations. He's busy making children. Abraham was not here. Abraham is not here.
Divine, why do you
we
do
throw
this?
That? We throw
you always
that
stand
evidence.
For why would you come to the court without
evidence?
Proper investigation and research.
Abraham was not there.
Look how she went back.
Abraham was not there.
So disappointed. Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Stretch one name.
One mado. Yes. Okay. So please approach the court before you throw me out.
You
yes.
See, you always get it. Hi. Welcome. Yeah.
Yes, please introduce yourself.
Igwe Victor from
Barista
Igwe Kala Anebu Alebu Alapala Pachembas.
Very fetish chamber.
That is a shrine.
Yeah, okay.
I want to approach this court, this honorable court, my lord.
Yes, please approach.
That my client is being intimidated.
Yes.
By the reason of this rhyme, yes. Which echo attic bombardment of nursery rhyming called
I knew
Twinkle Star.
Yes, justice. Okay.
So, my lord,
yes,
I
yes.
want this case to be overruled yes. by the fact that by the nomenclature of this
simple.
And status of this case,
ew.
My client is being intimidated
yes.
by
yes.
nursery rhyming of echo attic bombardment.
Ew.
I rest my case.
You are always coming with that position that every case.
Are you seeing? No, but justice
should be adjourned or thrown out of court.
His voice should be heard.
What?
His voice.
He's saying that what the case we are bringing before the court does not make sense.
But his voice should be heard. He has a case.
Because you know the reason why you are in support of
the
him?
Constitution.
It is because you know you do not have a case.
I have.
You are looking for an exit door.
Cases.
You will not get
this
it.
This is a case of drug addiction, and I will prove it here. Don't worry.
Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Church Alive.
What's your name, sir?
This is Barrister Abraham.
From which chamber, please?
From Akara Chambers.
Please go ahead, please.
I beg Akara Day.
Yes. No be I can have to go last week Friday. Better take your time.
Please go ahead.
So as it be now, eh?
Yes, please.
You guys are just trying to spoil the whole rhymes for us.
Okay.
The boy saw one star. Feta, where
boy?
Did you see millions
Feta, let
of stars?
Let him talk, Feta.
Let me talk, Feta,
yes.
Please.
Yes.
Twinkle, twinkle,
Barista,
little star.
One star, yes.
One star.
Yes.
If you are seeing millions of stars now, probably because that star is an adulterer.
It has gone to do God!
Now you are accusing an innocent star.
It has gone to do nonsense.
He has finished. Let him talk. He has finished.
So please, we have just one star.
One star.
That is twinkling.
Yes.
And I'm not saying the twinkling is shining. It's not shining.
He
has finished it. This
so why do you think? Why do you think he was wondering what it was?
He has rested his case.
I don't. It is his mind. His mind does not stay one place.
See,
I don't know what his mind
is
looking up and down.
You see what he's saying?
His mind. I don't know what his mind is looking up and down.
Are you listening to a learned friend?
You may leave this court.
One thing is wonder to a twinkling
yes.
star.
Yes.
It is one star, please.
Yes.
One
yes.
star.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
No facts here. Nothing to hear here. Nothing to see here.
It is a twinkle, twinkle, little stars. It's a twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Yes, of course.
One
and
star.
Then he stopped to wonder exactly what type.
No, he didn't say what type. He said what you are. So in other words, because of the amphetamine and the opioids he's been taking, he doesn't know what he's saying. He's incoherent.
You have a good shoe on. I'm like, oh, what a wonderful shoe.
No, no.
I wonder what type of shoe.
No.
Okay, I wonder what shoe this is. Then you not tell me, it is a...
Please.
You not tell me the kind of shoe.
No. I will explain to you. I will use your point to explain it to you. Please, let us speak calls here.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Inge.
What's up, Lagos?
Chase Alive.
What's your name?
It's
Baita
Wonsu.
Which chambers, please?
Why are you so cold?
Aburu.
Okay, Aburu chamber. That place is cold. There's snow there. Go ahead, please.
Oh. So that what I want to say is that God created a lot of stars.
Yes.
But people think that there's one star. Because outside now, you can see there's one star. Sometimes you see one star, sometimes you see two stars, three stars. But what I'm saying is that there are millions of stars. People have different kind of thinking. You are stretched now, you think that there's one star.
Don't use me as your reference point. I won't allow that. I won't allow that. I won't allow that in this court. You can't use me as your referee.
He's just feeling guilty. Barrister Nwosu, you are right. You can see something and wonder what type of thing it is. It is okay. But you know, it's the scope of his understanding. Thank you so much, Barrister Nwosu, for calling. Feeling very disappointed.
Thanking Barrister Nwosu for what?
For the points that she raised.
What point? Pointless point. Pointless point.
We'd have to go on a break at some point, and this is the time when we go on that break. When we come back, we are still talking about Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Yes.
I am the barrister or the learned colleague who is on the right side.
Whatever.
And the person on my left side. Oh, you see life? You actually sitting on my left, but my
I'm
left.
On the right side.
You are the one on the right wrong side of the law. But that's okay. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
All right, Sounds Sultan of Blessed Memory. Yes, you left this with us and many others, and we will never ever forget you. 7 minutes past the hour 11 is still What's Up, Lagos?
Whee!
Yes, and Friday's edition is I put it to you. And we'll go to the messages and read the messages before we get into the case proper. This place is heated.
Mm-hmm, because Marty Barrister Chibuzo Ovakoma from Ogun State Chamber says, "What's up, Lagos? This is a case of a Nigerian youth suing the Nigerian government."
Are you listening?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Yes. It means the youths.
Yes.
How I wonder what you are means it is imagine what it means to be giving the opportunity.
Oh my God.
How above means seeing the young people in government and the like a diamond in the sky.
Yes.
Meaning the youth will be great in government.
Yes. Yes, go on.
He says we are suing the government for not enforcing the not too wrong.
Not too young to run. They're not even reading it out. Well.
Nigerian youth versus government.
Yes.
Both of the councils lack locus, you see? Yes. He has dragged the both of us.
Yeah. Who's
they lack local standing in this case. I beg, throw away this case and let me represent the people.
He was
using Pete Edoche's style of proverb to speak. Nonsense. We'll throw you out.
You're insulting me after I supported you?
Nonsense.
How do you
What's
do
up, Lagos? This is Barrister Casper, repping Ogun Chambers Honorable Court.
Okay, we know him.
Sorry, I'm late. Now, traffic hold me.
Fine,
my lordships, I put it to you that the young minister that held his pen to put down this catastrophe in the name of rhyme. I'm sure he was very drunk on his
cerebrum juice. Despicable point. Yes.
You should try something else rather than poetry.
Yes.
A million. Yes.
Yes. Support.
A million star can also mean all the stars being uncountable before. Therefore, it doesn't mean there are different type of stars. He was definitely on phenol at that. Fertilization. Oh my bad, Feta. I stand with Bryce Stretch on this.
High phenol.
No problem. My lord, if I may.
Yes, you may.
If I the person stammers, my lord, may I?
Yes.
If I may. I put it to you that these lawyers are really high, so therefore this case can be declared inconclusive.
Can you imagine?
Let's also look into the case of Old Roger is Dead and the case of I Kill My One Star, You Kill Your Two Star. You are the one who killed it.
Barrister David. Barrister David, see me in chambers. Barrister David, see me in chambers.
What's up, Lagos? I put it to this exalted court that this boy was high. Because now only person when I go outside for nine, so admire star in this economy.
I'm telling you.
The case from cross-fertilization should be dismissed for lack of facts.
Lack of facts.
And having no substance.
Yes.
But the case of my lawyer Stretch has substance.
Substance, yes.
It even has substance abuse.
I cut on.
This is Barrister Vic Esquire from the hallowed chambers of my kitchen.
Barrister Vic, we shall see after
cooking?
After the session. Yes.
My learned colleague, what could you be cooking?
How can you be a long throat lawyer?
Good morning, my lord. My name is Barrister Daniel from Lekki Chamber.
Yes.
I'm here by speaking on this motion that the offender was in a crossroad while trying to prove its mischievous thought on the creator's way of having multiple likes of stars. So, my lord, I hope by way of his actions on the point of his misinterpreting what she saw, I think she would need more time to prove herself here with evidence. So I feel, my lord, this case should be giving a second hearing so that we can avert the point she's making. She's mistaking the star to that of the drinks. That's why she feels there are different types of star.
Intoxication and drug abuse are related. You see?
Guys, sit down, my learned colleague.
See? I'm sitting
down. Dear Stretch, guys, stand up.
Okay.
Dear Stretch and Feta, if Feta is a true barrister,
if only.
I will not read this message.
You must read it.
What if I can't? I can't pronounce what he said there. He said that has been
called. That has been called to bat. If you have ever been called to bat, she will know that there's only one star that makes you high and wonder what diamonds are there in the sky. Barrister Abe.
You are not a learned colleague.
He's over learned.
Barrister Abe, yes. I think that you should.
Stop thinking, Feta. It's not doing any good.
Twinkle little star. This means there is a lot of stars, mm-hmm. but he was referring to the little star.
Okay.
Because a star, which one is okay?
I'm understanding now. Little, okay.
The star is little.
Yes.
So the narrator is wondering where it is
among the last stars.
Or big stars. So it means there isn't only one star.
Oh, God. So this is what you mean. Okay.
So do you now see?
No, I don't.
You now see that we should not be here talking about this because everybody agrees.
No, not everybody, please. Don't generalize.
Even though my lord has decided to be silent on this case.
Don't generalize.
Lungwana, Barrister Mayor from Aja says, I am from the chambers of our science students. We function higher than the sky. Let me approach.
Our science what?
Students. So I put it to you, my lord, is Twinkle really a little star?
Mm-hmm.
Or an upcoming star?
Mm-hmm.
Or an underage star?
Mm-hmm.
Abi, Twinkle don't smoke something where carry yam reach up. He started feeling like a diamond.
That is what I'm thinking.
Let's not forget, Twinkle is like a star.
Exactly.
And after you smoke it, you get so high, you feel like a star.
Hey!
So we have different exhibits standard on this competent court. The first one is Ice Block. The second one is Sugar. Three is Unkurumiri, crystal meth,
yes.
And then there's Camphor.
Please put it aside.
Now.
Don't touch it.
All of the above can Twinkle get high above to feel he's a star.
Are you seeing what this
in conclusion?
Yes, please.
I assert that Twinkle is not a star because a star is spherical and not pointed.
You see?
So Twinkle was high on a drug called Unkurumiri.
Are you seeing?
My lord, all documents are available in the cloud. It'd be like, I don't. You can get out of this place.
Are you seeing?
Get out of here. By Samayo,
you have proven this point beyond reasonable doubt.
That's what?
That there is drug addiction involved.
Okay, what about Barrister Darling Diamond from Diamond's Chamber, who says, I support the point that the Chief Justice made. Who is the Chief Justice?
Please,
who gave him Chief Justice?
Read on.
He said the guy is really high because how will star become diamond when he's already wondering what the star is not?
Oh.
If he has said, how I wonder what type of star you are.
Yes.
That one would have been a different.
Are you seeing?
I put it to you. You see, he's also. Oh, you see, that's the problem. He's a diamond though.
Barrister, that's his name. That's the name of the
chamber. That's the name of the chamber. Do you know,
by
Sir Darling Diamond had a problem. He had a little squabble with the person who wrote it.
It is his registered
And that's
chamber.
Why he's trying to not be on the side of justice, of truth, which I'm standing on.
We wrote this case to the Supreme Court and beyond.
What is the beyond? What is the beyond?
Heaven.
Let's go to the phone lines. I'm sure there are some other people who are standing for truth and justice here. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Stress alive.
What's your name, sir?
This is San Kelvin.
San, senior advocate. San. Don't
San
shout.
Kelvin. San.
Lower your voice. San, welcome, sir. Please approach the bench, sir.
Okay. My lord.
Yes, please.
If I may.
You may, sir.
May I?
Sir, we'll get
you. You mayn't.
Okay. The case on ground.
Yes, sir.
Is totally shambolic because.
Shambolic.
This lad, yeah.
Yeah.
Was totally high on something.
Are you seeing the point?
It's William Shakespeare when he was 4 years old.
Go on, please.
This is not Shakespeare.
At all.
He is Shake Shovel.
Shake Shovel.
I thought it was Shakespeare. That means okay. That's his brother now.
Shake Rick.
Oh, Shaky.
Oh, that's his cousin.
Yeah.
Still.
Go on, please.
This guy just took two drags of what they asked him not to say.
Are you seeing?
Of what they asked him.
And he went outside. He was just looking up and.
Are you seeing?
Stars are not. Stars are not tiny, they are not small.
Exactly.
Stars are bigger than the earth.
Exactly.
So I don't know where he was wandering. I don't know what cloud he was.
Exactly.
So that guy, let them just center this guy. Let them just center.
Oh, are you seeing? This is Sam talking. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you so much for clarifying this
sign. This is a sun. Mm. A sun sign.
Don't insult it to be a sun.
What? How can a sun speak like that?
How can he not speak like that?
A sun that his voice was not even like, I couldn't even make
so, must it be a sangbero? Is he a sangbero?
I think, you said it yourself.
No, he said his voice was not loud. Is he a sangbero?
But you just called him, you called him.
If he's a sun, he's a gentleman.
What's a gentleman?
It's sangbero that shouts.
Try to make it back to us, okay? Back here on WhatsApp.
What do you think you are?
This person says his name is Amolodo-san.
Okay, yes, you must know him.
Go on. He says it's a case of big confusion.
Big confusion.
His neighbor hung a bottle of beer after he finished his crate.
Okay.
And this obviously high dude thought he was a star and hence the point.
See, this case, the hue and cry of is showing a different angle.
The angle you should be showing is the angle you brought to court, not another angle, because that's where you should stand.
Let us read other cases anyway.
So let us take this call.
Yes, let's take this call.
I posit, we take a call.
Stop.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
You see the call you posited for?
I posit, now, we take another one. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? It's not working.
Why are you ringing this bell in court?
I ring the bell in court because it is an apparatus of this good court.
Back on WhatsApp. Good morning, my lord.
Good morning.
Me lord.
Yeah.
I am lawyer Mario from Agbagada Chambers.
Welcome.
Me lord, permit me to approach you.
Please
not.
Approach.
If you touch me, I'll push. Come over here.
Approach me.
If I may, me lord, from previous investigations from Pakpando
is star.
Uh-huh. Pakpando and meteorology. Barrister Stretch is.
Hell, God, I've been vindicated.
My church is right.
And
Feta's case should be rendered immiscible to your court, me lord.
Okay.
Going by Feta's submission, even Twinkle can be an Ira star, which cannot be.
Can you see the depth of that postulation? Postulated the postulation that Ira star is involved in stardom. Please, can we read
it? Could it be that was Ira star?
We don't know yet.
Okay, Babsha Maja says, the fellow that rhymed the rhyme, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, should be remanded in police custody, for he seems to be a stalker. After still saying Twinkle, Little Star, and yet ask, how I wonder what you are.
Seriously?
How now?
How now?
He further says, up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. I have reason to believe the star is a reference to a music star. I'm on top of the world. Shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond.
So you know the song?
Shine bright like a diamond. It's evidence that I'm putting it on the table now.
He needs to be arrested to prevent kidnapping. If it has not even happened already.
Wait, how did we get to kidnapping?
Ask yourself, even when last did you see star, let alone see Twinkle?
When did I even look up last? That's a very deep...
Been looking down.
Yes.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Even to pick a call, my learned colleague is not able.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Oh, I think he has something to do with
the
mail lines.
No, don't blame the main line.
I think that's what's happening.
Don't blame the main line. I blame you.
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos? Oh,
the one you pick is pooing.
Just call 01465-7190. Everybody's permitted to call that number because
today,
it looks like...
everybody, come
today.
To the female line. Let's do this together.
Let's do it together. 01465-7190. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey! Here's the live.
What's your name?
Basan Wosu
again.
You are still thinking. Every time you think, you call back.
Basan Wosu, go ahead.
So, what I would like to say is that, at least, stars, they are different kinds. So, we should always think
So, I think I graduated with
to
this.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's your name?
My name is Ikenebu.
Are you barista, a barrister?
Ikenebu, barrister Ikenebu.
From what chamber? What chamber, please?
From Mami Obinonya Chamber.
Lekki
Annex.
Okay, please go ahead. Tell us. Bring your case to the table.
Yes. I put it to you.
I put it to you back.
I put it to you that... this case, it should be inconclusive. Yes.
Why?
The star in question is Rihanna's child. And that is why he's shining bright like a diamond in the sky. Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. So that concludes everything now. So we have seen the star. Thank you very much. Mariana. Oh, Mariana,
you see?
Shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright like my baby. That's my child.
Okay.
My child.
That child's nose is wide. Nice child.
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
These are
playful lawyers.
Are you there?
I'm here. I'm calling from Gbagada.
What's your name, please?
My name is Chinedu.
Eh? We don't allow ordinary people to the. Please turn down the volume of your radio.
Barrister Chinedu.
Barrister Chinedu, sorry.
From Gbagada Chambers.
Now you can approach
Gbagada Chambers.
Turn off your radio, Barrister Chinedu. Shall be derobed, though. We'll remove your gown and your wig
we'll
now.
Strip you off your.
He's off.
Okay, please go ahead. Approach.
Continue.
Okay. I will be thinking that the person who wrote this song about this star,
Stephen Wonder,
must have written the song when he has not known that it was a star. So maybe he should have said, "How I wondered." How I wondered. But when he discovered, he should have come back to correct the constitutional error.
Hey.
It's not a constitutional error.
It's constitutional. He's right. It's constitutional. It's constitutional.
Because if he had said, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wondered what you are," but before I now discovered that
you are a diamond in the sky.
Now that you said that thing, how does it sound like in your head? Does it rhyme well?
You have finished the case. Don't mind this one.
It's not sweet again.
This charge and bay here.
I wondered. What is sky diwa? It's not sweet.
What is it?
See how you are laughing like, is that your colleague supposed to laugh?
You should laugh. Very decorum like that. Come on. Let's do this together.
Okay. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
We've told you to join the female line.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello?
Hello?
What's up, Lagos? Please turn down the volume of your radio and let us know who you are.
Okay, my radio is turned down already.
Okay, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah. My name is Sandalelele.
Okay, please. We only are entertaining legal.
We can't talk to you if you're not on our level.
If you're not on our level, we won't talk to you. Are you
a
lawyer?
I'm Sand. I'm barrister.
You're a band and sarista.
Barrister.
You're a band Sand.
You're a sandbar. Okay, go ahead, please. What chambers are you calling from?
From Agoda Chambers.
Okay, please, approach the bench. Approach.
I feel that the person that wrote that rhyme was written it under duress.
It will.
And because you cannot bring a matter to this honorable court when you are still wondering.
That's
you said, I wonder what
that's
you
a,
are.
That's a deep one. That concludes everything.
Wondered here was just a poetic word.
Would have said,
continue.
I know what you are.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure of what you are.
You can't bring you
that
to
you are a diamond in the sky.
Yeah, that's speculative.
I am saying now.
Barrister, you are right.
Read the rhyme and tell us if it now makes sense.
No, leave it. Don't.
I am sure what you are.
Twinkle, twinkle star.
Yeah.
I am sure of what you are.
Simple.
You see how you said twinkle, twinkle.
You cannot come in this honorable court and bring assumptions.
Yes.
You must be sure of.
God bless you.
Go away from the court.
God bless you.
Go away from the court. I want to go on a break. My Lord wants to go in peace.
Your Lord. I can't be here and this be happening. I can't.
What will be? What?
I can't.
That's the problem. That's the problem you have.
I can't let this
you
go.
Don't have patience.
I will not. No, patience is.
Do you know that this particular thing
patience
can be.
Is
this
a
case can be in court for the next. Yes, depending.
It will be decided.
It will be decided today.
Because since the 18th century, when this document was written, a child was crying out, drug addiction. Society have ignored me. They will use me when there are elections. They will give me drugs.
Who uses it? Which child is as
the
child?
Adults are using the youth. 2422.
I'm a little confused here.
You were confused when you came into this court.
I wasn't. I told you, and I will continue lawyer. To remain on the stance that this was a young, creative person.
This is
who decided to try his hand on creative writing and poetry.
No. You correct?
What do you mean that somebody was trying? Who was using him? Nobody was using him.
The adults are using the youth to foster violence.
That the part where people have been saying, "Hey, we should have put, I am sure of what you are."
Yes.
Do you know creativity is abstract?
Creativity
you can't touch it.
Creativity is not insanity.
Well, this is not insanity.
It's sounding like that.
How is it sounding like that?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Yes.
How I wonder what you are.
Because these two sentences let me tell you something. If he adds all the details in that write-up, there will not be any case here today.
No.
So you have to think it out.
See, you have to know what I prognosticated.
I put it to you. My lady colleague, shift, I beg.
What does this be talking?
Shift, I beg.
What does
shift,
this be talking?
He's telling you that I put it to you, sorry.
No.
I put it to you that young William Shakespeare. Yes,
Robert Cumblum.
He cannot Cumblum here.
It's Robert Cumblum that
Robert cannot Cumblum.
Robert Cumblum, 1844.
Cumblum, say it again.
Robert Cumblum.
My lord, do you know the last time I have it on record here that the last time he mentioned this name, he said Cumblum.
No, Cumblum is the cousin.
My lord, my elderly colleague cannot use my edge.
Yeah, say Shakespeare.
I said people call it too bad. Sorry.
You see how violent you are. Please, can we read messages here?
Let me just go to the WhatsApp messages.
Who do you think you are?
Now, Bryson Salmon from Satellite says, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Stretch and Feta. Let me explain it to you in detail.
Listen carefully.
We have over 7 billion stars.
Yes.
People in the world.
Yes.
Now, the man in question was writing a poem about the love of his life.
Ooh.
Everything's love, love.
Yeah.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, the woman. How I wonder what you are. Meaning words filled him to describe her beauty.
Bam, now you write that.
Up about the world, so is he about?
It's not even about.
Is he about?
This case should be thrown out.
Your head is love, love.
Love, love.
You know they eat food.
Even somebody stabs you, you'll be loving the person. Love.
Up about the world so high, meaning he was high on love.
High?
Like
so
a diamond.
He was high.
Like a diamond in the sky, meaning the closest thing it could use to describe her was a diamond. That is why every man gives the love of his life a diamond ring to represent.
No, not every man, no. Some of us give.
My lord, I go slap this one.
My lord, I go wound you.
This one, saying
that like love, love, love. Samuel,
say
love. By Sir Samuel, love. Did you study love?
You study love.
Yeah, you're a lover.
Lovology.
Love, loveist.
Stretch and Feta.
Yes.
Una no go keep passing with this in our chambers. We have never killed before.
No, it's not in our duty to kill anybody.
We have never.
Anybody that does now is dying natural death.
Natural death. Laughing so hard, my tummy hurts. Who knew people were this creative? This is a fantastic stress dowser. Great job. Toasting Oyedele. This is not, we cannot, because you didn't put
Bicer. So you're just a bypasser. You're a bypasser.
How dare you walk past
a court of law? I don't know why the police did not apprehend you.
This person get mind you. Okay, no Allah. All right. I will now go to this person who says, "What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Good morning. I'm a life bencher, Lord Sanwo-Olu of Lekki Municipality Chambers.
Yes.
I want to put it to you that my learned lady is very correct as a noble woman of silk before the bar. Our highest bar man in Nigeria, in pressing of Lord Fela and Nicola Kokuti, posited in his prophetic song, Teacher, Don't Teach Me Nonsense. He postulated and opined that unless single.
Different stars. Now he did.
Go slow. Even star boy self. Okay. After singing that song.
That is evident.
Now, he says it is a trite principle of law.
Mm-hmm.
You can't give what you don't have. And people who don't have any star will not understand the substance of having any and or plenty stars, as in the case of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. In Twinkle. What did it smell?
It's background vocal.
Each twinkle is for each star.
So twinkle, twinkle is two stars.
So I rest my case that there can be only two or more stars before they can twinkle and twinkle. Thank
barista,
you.
Barista, you are highly high. So you should stop taking formaldehyde.
You say before you twinkle and twinkle.
So because there are two twinkles. Okay, so this case we can't ignore this. Although most of it, he even added a song in it.
Yes, he added a song, and that song, the person who sang the song is not here.
No. Afrobeat is what brought us the Grammy Award. We can't.
So we can use the audio.
Of course.
Why you shout for me? Isn't it worrying,
no,
my lady?
Of course it's not shouting.
Why use that kind of pigeon?
But you use a pigeon.
How would they use them?
You're speaking pigeon. I'll
take you to Lagos. Okay, strange. Don't do that.
Yes.
Okay. Obi, should I read it?
Please read it now.
He didn't put barrister anything.
No, maybe it's passerby. Let us know who to arrest.
Okay, from a passerby?
Yes.
No, if we start using that, people will be using passerby.
No, this person is not. He can't claim a certificate he does not have. He does not have a certificate of law, so he can't say he's a barrister. Because if we check it now, he has no
but
certificate.
But we only allow learned people here.
Yes, only.
Just only.
We're just reading this from Bebel.
Okay. This one says, this one are arguments, safe. He just enunciated the seductivity quotient in Fetter's verb.
Oh man.
Stop it.
So I beg the stretch. Make when they argue.
It's happening.
This one should be thrown into jail.
I am. What do you mean?
Who
by
do you
that?
Think you are?
How do you
are you voice shaming her?
Are you voice shaming me?
Who do you think you are?
What do you think you're doing?
No wonder you're not even a barrister. Obi, stop it. Better what is he? His Obi even has two eyes.
Does he have? Oh, he has two eyes.
Obi. Please, if you have anything tangible to add
say,
to this case. Because I also have a final position, but I want to
ask you, my lady colleague.
Yes, please.
Where this case they go last?
Well, we don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Do you know if there's any tendency that we can maybe appeal?
No. It's when the case does not go according to what you want, then you can go on an appeal. Because in this court now, there is supreme, there is customary, every court
right
is here. Everything is here.
Mm.
We don't have time to be going for Supreme Court, traveling to London, getting on witch here, all those things. We don't have time. We finish this case here. And when we get the verdict here, it will stand.
Because I was, no problem, because I was
because
thinking,
some lawyers told me before now that they will stand by me. And I look, they're all sitting down. How can you promise me you will stand
but
by me?
But even you are sitting.
Yes.
So I think it's your fault.
No, they said
if you want
people
to stand by
me,
you first stand.
No. I would definitely have to sit to posit.
To posit.
Yes. So even
because you are
sit.
Okay.
And the lawyer and even the National Assembly, they pay them sitting allowance. So, but you promised me that you will stand by me in this case.
Who would you? No, you said I was singing my song for background. They continue.
So, you promised me you will stand by me in this case. And when I look forward, I see you sitting down.
You see the nonsense poem you just wrote now.
Please read messages here.
Okay, moving on. This person says, my lord, as I approach your termites eating bench.
Leave it like that. It's not your
business. I can see one leg don't break. Oh. Please approach me, my lord. I want to tell you something. You get why? You go collect slap.
You go collect punch now. Who do you think you are?
What's up, Lagos? This is Lawyer Rems from UK Chambers.
Never use a nickname.
UK Chambers with Nigerian number. All right. See, the composer needs to bring it forward to Nigeria of today.
Okay.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what will be called
of you.
If I never candles you.
Oh, my God.
You no go, no, you're safe for
high
ref.
Yes. Yes.
But this is changing the case. I will not stand for this.
Sit for it now.
I'm already sitting.
Yes, but
I will not sit for this.
No, he's bringing his position here. And look at the chamber.
This is not a position.
This chamber is UK chamber. And you know, recently we have some of people that left these shores and went to see justice in UK.
They went to see the justice.
They got justice in UK.
Okay.
Some people left Nigeria, offended in Nigeria, but they took justice and made. So UK chamber should be respected.
How? I cannot respect somebody who left the shores of this country to another country.
Let me tell you, law,
no?
Justice.
No.
Justice cannot be denied.
What kind of international justice is that?
There's International Court of Justice, ICJ.
No, why can't you finish what you started in your
because
own country?
What if you don't finish it? You can't finish it in your country.
Why can't you endeavor that it finishes?
What if your endeavor is not devil?
What if you endeavored still on still, even though upon still yet though?
What if the Supreme Law court in your area has been showing signs of brouhaha?
Why are you
and
dragging
tohu
it?
Bohu.
Of the area court that we belong to.
Tohu bohu.
Do you know that if you tohu bohu them, you're tohu bohu the both of us?
Can we read other cases? You are confusing me.
Look at who's talking. Why do I go through your hands every day? It's not this confusion. It's just a taste of your medicine. See, you are crying.
Nonsense.
Okay. All right, my lord, from the way we are approaching this case,
yes,
at this time,
yes,
I think we should revisit this case.
People are ready to
give up.
I've given up the case.
People like you that go to the show outside the shores of this country.
I'm telling you,
go and look for justice.
Now you're thinking about to jackpot. Let me tell you something.
These are the things I was saying.
We must solve it here. We'll solve it. This case has been brought to us, and let me even finish my postulation. This guy is a youth and has been subjected to different types of drugs. And these drugs come seasonally, every 4 years in the nation. And they give it to them, and they empower them to look up into the sky and get confused. And instead of them looking up and say, can I finish?
Continue, please.
It took me
please.
Time to pen this.
No wahala.
And when that happens, even if you are trying to use the system to profit them in what they do, they are the ones that subvert what you are doing. So in this case now, I want to bring it to you and clearly tell you that Twinkle Twinkle Little Star was written by a young man who was high on opioids and their hallucinogenic tablets. And they will also make you see what does not exist. After seeing that it is star, you're asking what it is. That shows that your head has color.
This is what you penned.
Yes.
My lord, I put it to you that...
What?
Theorem.
What?
Because it is nonsense of no proof.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I posit.
I will drop my law degree.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you agree that the penned writing of this young creative person
yes.
was actually creative?
It was creative to the level of insanity.
That means it is mad. Like it
yes,
makes sense.
It's mad, yes.
It makes sense.
Yes.
Good. Are you not saying that everything that is creatively insane, mm-hmm. according to you, mm. is under the person who wrote is under the influence
and
of something? Is the person under the influence of... Are you saying that every creative thing out there...
This guy is on drugs. He's on drugs.
Okay, no problem.
Please read,
I'll read this one message and go back to my postulation. Good morning, my fellow barristers.
Yes, good
I am
morning.
Barrister Mario from Bagada.
Mario, welcome.
I think the writer was trying to understand what gender Twinkle identifies as. Man, woman, trans, she, him, it, and so on.
Okay. Nonsense. That's another angle.
That's not another angle.
Okay.
I am Barrister St. Ogene. I want this case postponed so that we can bring in one or more evidence. If you cannot bring it now.
People, no, no. If
you cannot bring it now, you had time.
No, you had four
days in the week.
No. If without evidence, the case cannot be fully consummated. We can't know the different angles to it. And I know people are ready to add their voice to this. Yes, the phone lines are behaving somehow. But let me tell you something. If we let justice be subverted, it will be precedence for another case that could your life could be dependent on it.
Don't be pointing, my lord, with your left hand.
My lord, this unlearned person is trying to insult me. I can point whichever hand I want to point.
I've torn your case.
They will tear
which
your
the
case.
Lord permitted me to do.
They will tear your case.
Because if the Lord did not permit
Lord,
me... Yeah, the Lord was sitting here when I tore it.
The Lord.
Our Lord. Which the Honorable my Lord, our Lord permitted me. If he did not permit me, he would have said, would have overruled my own... this thing.
Okay.
My this thing.
Okay. So,
so what I'm saying now is, that boy...
Mm-hmm.
Again, I say he was young, around
36.
Not 36. I'm talking around 15, 40. Thereabouts. Trying his hands on something creative. Wrote something that you shamelessly bring to court.
Don't.
And say it's because it was under the influence of something. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
I just hope you are speaking the truth.
What's your name?
The only one and only women advocate lawyer.
Okay.
From the court of the female gender.
All right, please welcome to the case. Welcome.
It is very, very simple. Let us look at it again. It says twinkle, twinkle, little star. Even in the star is a little girl.
Yeah, well.
The star is a shiny girl with a bright star. Yeah, but you know what? The writer is a pedophile.
Hey!
Says, how I wonder what you are.
My God!
He's already thinking and he's
ready. Oh, my God!
The judgment has to be passed.
Amorous relationship.
Is a male pedophile.
Oh, my
so,
God! This is...
Over.
Oh, hey. God!
Oh,
my God!
Oh.
My God!
If
my
this
God,
man knew
my God,
anything
my God.
At all. If he knew anything at all,
oh,
he would have written this
no.
thing. Oh,
no. Pedophile? Oh, no.
Pedo?
Pedo? That should not be brought here. Immediately. See, but we need to corroborate that fact. because we can't take the presentation of just one person. And my God.
Good morning. Hey, please turn down the volume.
Turn down the volume.
Okay? Hey, L.
Your radio should be awful. Go turn off your radio completely, please. You have 2 seconds.
Objection sustained.
Yes.
I do not agree with what my fellow learning colleague just said just now.
Okay, okay, please introduce yourself. Let's know if you are qualified to disagree, Seth. Are you seeing? Are you seeing? You think you can just object without being a
only him a sustain his own objection?
You are sustaining your objection. Only say, you.
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos? Try to make it
you
back
can't do that.
To us. Okay.
You can't come and object and sustain. Only you. Is that what is done?
On WhatsApp, this person says, "Okay, then here we go, Your Honor.
Yes.
It's a pitiable dismal bismal. It is regrettably lugubrious
yes.
that due to segregation, there needs to be discardation, proficient emancipation." Participation and absolute recognition of the distinction and distinguishing accorded to both or either the twinkles, winkles, dinkles and every other inkles between the stars, stargazers from the writers and reading of the twinkledom. Or is it twinkle dim? Attorney at law, OB, intergalactic attorney.
Whatever you are on, please.
You have just confused the court more, so I am tempted to say,
yes,
let's adjourn it.
Wait, what have you postulated?
Postulated nonsense.
Intergalactic attorney.
In fact,
we will find you because you need help.
What is wrong with you,
Twinkle
Org?
Winkle. All what?
What is wrong with you, Org? In addition to my observation of this case hereby, I hereby declare that this young man be reprimanded and arrested.
How can you reprimand somebody?
Arrested. Mm-hmm. Tried and found guilty and served 12 years warning sentence. And then brought back to be tried again in order to put out nasty hallucinating behaviors like this in our society.
Yes.
Well, we all need rest. I beg myself, don't tire. You get one bus, we have one miss. Because my lordships, if I miss this bus, when I go give me transport. Yeah, this honorable court goes see craze. Am I reweary? San Casper from Ogu Chamber. You know, Govex. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
See, I think we have a problem with the mail line. So everybody's permitted today
come
to call
the female line.
0146571900.
Yes.
Okay, everybody can come here. That's okay. My lord, if I may,
You may.
My name is Bryce David.
Yes.
This boy is not young.
I said it here.
He has his voter's card, and INEC was promising him that the Beavers machine was competent enough.
I said it
for the transmission, but the INEC result was above his imagination.
Okay,
just like a diamond in the sky.
Oh, intelligence will not kill you.
Child.
All right, I think at this point we will take the advice, we will heed the advice, because the case is getting heated.
Mm.
Before we throw punches in the studio, we should at least get more evidence.
This one says, at the end of this case, one of you lawyers might end up behind bars. It's you!
I reject it. The bars, it's us that brought it.
I'm
only
the member, please.
I never pay my rent.
I beg.
This law no go kill.
Okay, this is how we are going to wrap up today's edition of I Put It To You right here on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes.
My learned colleague.
Yes, and one of the greatest things about every case is that we never conclude.
Inconclusive.
Yes. Check out our Instagram, Stretch Original, Twitter, Stretch Cool. And please follow Nigeria Info
on every
all the portals. Follow. Go. Go to YouTube.
Facebook.
Go to Instagram.
Mm.
Go to Twitter and be on Facebook, all right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm Feta Dynamo on Instagram, D_Feta on Twitter. We'll see you again on Monday. Love you all. Bye.
Take it to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to